Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, we hear so much about innovative approaches such as user-generated content and co-created efforts. The big question is not only how to apply B2C strategies to our B2B world, but also, are these approaches even feasible? I mean, we got to ask ourselves, is it worth it? And the answer to that question lies in the business case. My approach? Check out the trends that are driving the popularity. Then compare those trends to your situation. To help you do just that, here are two trends to consider when assessing whether user-generated content strategies are good for your content marketing plans. First up, the influence of word-of-mouth marketing. Now, there's a lot of studies out there that show B2B buying decisions rest with reputation and referrals. We've discussed those. Peer-to-peer recommendations do get us on the inside track. So I think user-generated content creates social proof with a double dose of authenticity. The big question for you? The role that kind of endorsement plays in your buyer's decision. Second, user-generated content is a great way to increase engagement. As many of us know, this is the name of the content marketing game now. It's not enough to be insightful. We need to have conversations. And let's face it, asking cool questions on the platforms is overdone now. The big question here? What kind of engagement does my community respond best to? The common denominator around both of these trends, content that reeks of selling is being ignored. Demand generation has to go beyond education with an agenda. Efforts that draw people in, that promote participation, will become even more popular in 2024. Let's plan around these trends now. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.